This is the Hail Review on
Hail Radio Cast.
Yo, welcome to Yale Radio Cast. Welcome to the flagship show of Yale Radio Cast, The Mail Review, starring the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Myself, Mark L., is in the building on this fine Saturday morning with my esteemed colleague and co-host, and also namesake of the station, naturally, my man, Dylan Yale. What's good, brother?
How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great, sir. I see you have your coffee. I've had some coffee as well, sir.
I come with a 2-cup double stuff.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
I got the backup coffee as well.
Backup coffee? That coffee looks a little light and liquor-y.
Don't worry about it. It's coffee.
It's coffee. As far as anybody knows out there in radio world, shout out to the upper room. He is drinking coffee. He is two-fisted on the coffee today. Welcome again to another star-studded. Because we the stars up here. Star-studded edition.
And we're studs.
Absolutely, sir. Yes. Of the Mail Review. Thank y'all for showing up for us today. I'm telling you, it's been a great week. What's funny is Atlanta is doing what we like to call the Spring of Deception.
What?
Because it's still, like, we just got out of February, man. Like, it's just it's early parts of March, man. And it feel like spring outside. Like, it's supposed to be 74 degrees today. Like, it damn near got to 80 the other day, man. I was standing outside looking at the cherry blossoms on the trees and wearing shorts and just chilling.
And I love it.
But next week, it's going to probably be like 30. Just get ready. Frost is coming.
You're going to soon enough admit that Georgia's female.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's bipolar? It's just changing?
Bipolar is going through that time of the month.
Literally. My goodness, not that time of the month.
It's going through that time of the month.
Look at this, man. But I've had a pretty good week, man. How's your week been, man?
What I've been doing. I ain't going to what I got going on. Everybody already know what I got going on.
Yeah, everybody kind of know what he got going on. It's all good. My man is about to do some things.
You know what? You know, I want to talk about that, bro.
Here we go.
See, I was chilling. I was trying to be humble, darling, today.
He was trying to be humble.
But look at I'm sorry, wait.
Who is that?
I said I was trying to.
Who is Humble Dylan? Is there such a man?
But I was trying to.
Okay, go ahead. Anyway, care.
No, is no such man. But,
but I was trying to create
Humble Dylan.
Okay, all right.
Although I'm wearing red because I'm going in. The devil is here today,
Lord,
boy.
Lord Jesus, hey, help us, Lord.
I came prepared, and
he came prepared today, Lord. But, he is wearing red today.
But for leading in, I was trying to be a more calmer dialect, right? Until you started going into that. But then you start, you know what I'm saying, all this stuff.
He was trying to get out and we pulled him back in.
Why are people, and I'm not the pro-marriage guy, right?
Okay, all right, okay. Yet you're getting married, though. Remember this. The wedding of the millennium is coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Gemini. This guy's cool with it. This guy don't care.
But this other side.
He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up.
This is the black side of the red. You understand. Go ahead.
Trina put a post up the other day, man.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of riled a whole bunch of goofyites.
Oh, no. What happened?
The goofyites got mad at her post.
What was the post?
The post was something about, had something in reference to, You see all this black love happening around you, because the whole thing is black men ain't shit from a lot of the narrative that we see.
Okay, gotcha.
On social media.
Gotcha.
And a lot of this comes from people that we actually know.
Okay.
So when, I've had this conversation with the best man to be, Terrence McRae, T-Mac,
what I'm saying? T-Mac, brother T-Mac.
And, you know, his thing is, when you see all this great stuff happening around you, how can you say that you don't see it?
You know what's funny about that? I've said in the past, a lot of times, man, and we don't think about this. And I want you to just sit with this. This don't require an answer. But if you want to call in and talk about it, we do have a phone number, 678-813-1113. That's the number. So okay. if you got something to say,
we're going to go ahead and use the old number today. 678-5873.
586-9241.
Yeah.
Yeah, 586-9241. 678-586-9241. We're going to use the old number today, y'all. But you bring up a very valid question. I'm going to say this. And just, like I said, just sit with this for a minute. A lot of times what will happen is we forget the things that we are blessed with in lieu of the things that we want and the things that we desire, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, whereas you might see, like, the newest Corvette roll down the street, but you're sitting in a car that runs, got gas in it, you're able to drive to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You're so busy worried about what you desire out there. Like, man, you know, I really would like the Corvette, but you forget about the blessing you already have, right?
Right, right.
So I think it's almost the same thing. It's almost like a blindness. You say, oh, ain't no black love out here because you focus on all the negative stories. Listen, people are going to get together and people are going to break up for whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see that happen. Because right. People are people. You know, people suck. That's my opinion. People suck. Your whole job in life is to get out of life with people who suck the least, in your world.
I don't know. I kind of like
one. Listen. Oh, Marco, we'll get into that. What I mean to say is that overall, generally, tend to have all these hang-ups and all this selfishness and all these things that people look at as negative qualities. Your job is to get out of life with the people whose qualities don't impact yours in a negative way.
Yeah.
Okay, but, so understanding that.
But that's what I'm saying. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. That's what the point has been.
Yeah.
You're saying what, I guess, Trina's post was speaking to.
Yeah.
To the fact that, you know, get, like you were saying, be around people who suck the least.
Yeah.
That's what the point was. Yeah. You see these people who suck the least around you.
Correct.
What are you complaining about when a lot of this is going on, this person, and it ain't about necessarily even about marriage. It's about that you see good things happening within the black community.
Yeah.
Togetherness.
Yeah.
Friendship,
yeah.
Camaraderie,
yeah.
Iron sharpening iron, men relating to men and trying to help the next man be a better man.
Yeah.
You know, sisterhood. You see all this around you, mm-hmm. yet your common communication, your common area to go to is
what's not happening.
What's not happening.
Right. That's a strong one.
So it's, you know,
I think I do remember that post.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it ruffled the chicken heads, the feathers.
Ruffled some feathers. Lord.
And the feathers was heavily ruffled. Then she had the audacity to put up a following post explaining her point.
Okay.
And I said, what the fuck are you doing? You don't even explain yourself to me. Who the hell? The fuck wrong with?
Why are you explaining? Right. I got you. Well, she gives disclaimers.
No, yeah, no, I did not say 2022.
No wire hangers.
That's a wire hanger.
Lord, that's terrible news. I got you.
The disclaimer's a wire hanger.
That is terrible news.
We don't want none of those.
No.
Yeah.
Just let it be what it is.
If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. So I delete this shit. Head of the household.
Oh, Lord. You can't control our Facebook.
Go look and see if that follow-up post is still there.
I'm not touching that one, ladies
Go look and see if that follow-up post is still there.
I'm not touching it. I feel you.
She deleted
deleted that post. Because people going to feel how they going to feel.
And that's my whole point.
That's true.
I'm done with people feeling how they feel. We are at an age, and most of us are at an age at this point, because our audience is more mature, 30 to 40 plus,
right.
Even into 50s, right?
Yes.
That you shouldn't have
Thank
to.
You very much, by the way.
You know, that you shouldn't have to have these talks with people that they still don't get it like they're kids.
Okay, I got you.
Men ain't shit. Dylan agrees that men ain't shit. Dylan does understand maybe when you say men ain't shit, you ain't saying that all men ain't shit, because. Right. Maybe I'm speaking, or maybe you're speaking to the point of the men that ain't shit.
Right.
Okay? So that's what I'm saying in this post.
To the men you pick.
So when you see somebody constantly saying men ain't shit, men ain't shit, men ain't shit, men ain't shit. Okay, you know, I will agree with you, right? But then I see you say it again. Then I see you said, now this is where it actually becomes a problem. When I see you said it 90 straight times.
Are you going to the Men 8 Shit store?
I think they're
trying to find a man in incense.
I think they are parked at the Men 8 Shit store. They parked okay. there.
They parked at the. They broke down. Their whole car broke down in the parking lot at the Men 8 Shit store.
I think I'm just going to sit here
and just see if a good man come out. See,
it got to be one good man in there. Maybe they ain't. That's the only ones you attract. Maybe that's that they're the only ones that you're attracting, maybe.
That's it. Oh, that's terrible news. So could it be reflective? That's a good question. Anyhow, y'all.
Yeah, so we just playing this Saturday morning. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Mayor Review. Shout out. I see some people on the streams. We need some comments, man. Hey. You know what, though? But the stream has been acting very funny as of late, where people have been commenting on the streams, but yet and still, we haven't been able to see all the comments on the stream. So I apologize if you have something that you want to say and we don't catch it. We got to talk to our streaming provider about what's going on with that.
Because
we stream to multiple outlets at the same time.
Exactly.
And that's a great thing. So, but man, I would say this week, man, we lost one, brother. We lost a few, but we did
lose a couple, man. We did lose a couple. You want to go local before we go national? You want to go national and come local? How you want to bring this, man?
I want to go local. I don't care what about. I don't give a damn about what's going on.
Well, I mean, no, because we lost an old friend, a good buddy, on the national side of things.
Let's talk about right now.
Okay.
Where we at?
All right.
Okay.
So here in the city of Atlanta, we definitely we make stars out of our DJs. You know, the DJs that are on the air.
They make stars out of themselves.
They make stars out of themselves, and we support them.
We have embraced who they are.
Yes, embrace those people, and that's kind of what we're here to do too. We want y'all to embrace us, man. We want y'all to embrace us as personalities. Right. This week, one of the greatest Atlanta personalities, Mr. Sideman Baby.
Sideman Baby! You got to say it right, brother.
Sideman Baby! Those of y'all that are in Atlanta that had the opportunity to listen to Sideman when he did his evening drives and all his parties and all his hosting of all the events that he goes to. You know, he used to go to events and everything all the time. What was it, Taboo 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. This man right here is a full personality. I've had the opportunity. I've actually met him at some
events. Last year, we had a personal event with him.
Yeah, we also had an event with him. So, yeah, man. This brother, man, Sideman, passed away this week.
Right. Let me go ahead and read up on
Go ahead and let people know about Brother Sideman here.
Let's go into, because there's a lot I want to say about this man. Because honestly, man, he is, there's some people that we grew up listening to. And there's some people that we actually, I wouldn't say idolize, but we wholeheartedly, totally respect to the highest level of appreciation for whoever they are and whatever they've done.
Yeah.
And I will say this guy right here, man, Sideman Baby, when you say you just got a personality for radio or a voice for radio.
Yeah.
He was probably it for me as far as, you know, there are a few, you know, from Pensacola, but here in Atlanta, I would say like leading with Frank Ski and then right before Frank Ski is Sideman Baby for me.
No, I got you.
Because, a couple of other people, but you know, I just loved his wholesome personality.
You know,
he was a good dude, very entertaining. And when we met him last year at the event that we did with the celebrity basketball concert, man, I felt one of those almost like a starstruck moment for me, like, that's Sideman Baby. And I saw him all the time because he would host and DJ at Club Bolts.
Yes, okay.
But you know, so. And just see him in the distance, and he'll, you know, like, he'll shout out to me and wave to me, but I never had a one-on-one conversation with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this moment came, and I actually just sat down with that man and talked to him a little bit, and it was going to lead to some other conversations that I never followed up on. So I just want to go through this article from PBS 40. Atlanta radio icon Silas Sideman Baby Alexander dies of cancer. Let's just go ahead with starting with that. Fuck cancer.
With a capital F, son.
Let's start with that, man.
Yeah, man.
and go into some more of the article about Simon Baby. And I'm going to read a couple of things because I want everybody to kind of like who really are outside of Atlanta to understand like what he probably what he really meant to the city. Yeah. CBS 46, beloved Georgia radio host and DJ Silas Simon Baby Alexander III has died at the age of 58 following almost year-long battle with cancer. In September of 2021, on his 58th birthday, the radio legend shocked his longtime listeners with a personal announcement. Over the summer, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which means a part of my body has cancer, but the cancer does not have me, Alexander said. His professional life came to a halt following his cancer diagnosis, which was discovered during a scheduled gallbladder surgery. The doctor found a mass on my liver. They did a biopsy. And that mass turned out to be cancerous and turned out to it originated from pancreas, Alexander said. I had a person call me this morning. His 41-year-long broadcasting career included multiple radio station appearances, B103, KISS 104.1, and Magic 107.5. In 2018, he was inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Sir. On Wednesday, his family took to Facebook to share the news of his passing, saying they feel at peace knowing he can rest now. Yeah. Rest in peace, Silas Simon Baby.
Rest in peace.
Alexander.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everything you've done, brother. Appreciate everything you've done for the community, for the radio, for just, you know. Just being the person that you are, brother. Thank you to everyone who has been calling, testing to check on me. I'm sorry I haven't been able to respond, but I'm going to have to go off the grid for a little while. My wife and son are confiscating my phone so that I can't get some much needed rest. Sending positive energy to all of you. I got that feeling, that healing feeling. Holla right. Back at your boy below when I stay, you say positive. Man, stay positive. His last message, stay positive. And that's what I mean, man.
Yeah, man. That man's energy is fantastic. Man.
So, rest in peace to Silas Simon, baby.
Yep, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Simon. So, yeah, he had a big impact on the city, man. We listened to many a show run by Simon. So, definitely he will be missed.
Man, what else we got,
brother? Also this week, y'all. Oh, man. Also this week. I got to tell y'all. Another beloved star of ours we kind of grew up with. Well, I know I kind of grew up with it.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I'm old.
We did.
I'm almost 40.
almost
40. Plus 10. I got to tell you that Johnny Brown.
We just got, this is breaking news, by the way.
This is breaking news. I just found this out today. I'm like, ain't nobody told me nothing. I feel, you know, that it definitely does warrant saying. Johnny Brown, who was a beloved character on the show, The Times. Everybody remembers Booger Bookman. Everybody remembers Bookman, right?
Right.
Johnny Brown also passed away just
recently. I already got it ready to go, brother. We on today.
Johnny Brown, my man. He passed away as well. We are losing our people, but
we are losing our childhood.
It's just leaving. Johnny Brown, comedian and singer for Good Times, the actor, age 84, passes away, man. Hey, I'm definitely sad to see old Booger go. Absolutely. He had a storied career, man. He wasn't just Bookman, but that's the most beloved character we'll remember him as. He was definitely on a lot of shows. He was definitely involved in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a hilarious comedian. If you had a chance to check out any of his comedy that he did, I know he used to be at the comic roasts a lot of times.
Yeah, definitely.
So he definitely was there. And he was a great singer as well.
Okay.
He definitely, his most beloved character was Bookman. Johnny Brown, the easygoing actor, comedian, and singer best known for portraying the housing project superintendent Nathan Bookman on Good Times, has died. He was 84 years of age. Brown died Wednesday. His daughter, actress Sharon Captain Brown, announced on Instagram, "Our family is devastated, 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 beyond heartbroken. Barely able to breathe," she wrote.
Man.
Yeah, man. He, He seemed to be a good dude. Definitely enjoyed his comedy. As I stated earlier, we definitely enjoyed seeing Bookman and his antics.
Right.
Further details of his death were not immediately available. I got a question about
Let's go.
Why do people need to know all the details? The man lived and then he passed away.
We are in the age of everybody got to know everybody's business. Everybody got to portray themselves to be a star. Everybody got to portray themselves to be perfect. So people look for the bad things to report about anybody.
That's awful, man.
You know what I'm saying? Bookman ain't never did nothing wrong to nobody. They looking for something wrong with Booger.
Of course.
I mean, he was horrible fixing the faucet.
he definitely showed up at the wrong time doing some wrong stuff. But yeah, I got you. Yeah. But yeah, man, Bookman, this is just another vestige of my childhood.
Right.
Just drifting away. And those of you who've never seen an episode of Good Times.
Well, here's something right here, what we got. With former Laugh-In writer Alan Mannings serving as a producer on Good Times, Brown joined the Chicago set CBS Comedy in 1975, midway through his second season.
Yes.
His character was often teased about his weight
Yes.
by the gangly JJ, Jimmy Walker, and other members of the Evans family. Ooh,
yes.
Talk about somebody's weight. Oh, no, they couldn't have been doing that in the
70s. That was 75.
How dare.
Oh, no,
fat shaming. How dare.
They would have canceled Good Times.
So bad to
do. You know, Good Times would have been canceled today. I was mad that they canceled it at all. But it would have actually been canceled by... Never mind, go ahead.
Sometimes you can do too much of a thing, and it doesn't come natural, Brown said in 2019.
Yeah.
With everybody calling Bookman Buffalo Butt in the scene, it loses something.
Yeah.
They even had Janet Jackson, who had just come on the show, answering like Mr. Buffalo Butt.
Mr. Buffalo Butt.
And they used it in every show. They used it when I walked in the show, all through the scene. When I left the scene, they used it. I couldn't say anything because I have a wife and two kids to support. Now, at my age, I would have to say something. Talk about it.
Lord have mercy. Brown, here's why. Brown was born on June 11th.
Here we go.
In Florida, no doubt. St. Petersburg, Florida, by the way. 1937, mm-hmm. St. Petersburg, Florida. Yep. That ain't too far from. And raised in Harlem. It's in the same state. He won an amateur night competition at the Apollo Theater, starting nightclub acts with his future wife, June, and with tap dancer Gregory Hines Jr. and a drummer, Gregory Hines Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And recorded songs for Columbia and Atlantic Records. While working in the Catskills, Brown met Sammy Davis Jr., and a legendary entertainer would prove to be an inspiration. He did all the things I wanted to do, Brown said in a 1996 interview. I wanted to be a well-rounded, complete entertainer. I didn't want to just sing or tell a joke. In 1964, when Davis was preparing to star in a musical adaptation of Golden Boy on Broadway, he got Brown a gig as Guy for Cambridge's understudy. Brown said he had never even seen a Broadway show before that. But then Cambridge began bickering with director Alan Penn. In those days, a big thing for a comedian was an album, like Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys, if an album sold, they could make big concert money.
Yeah.
Brown said Cambridge couldn't get out of a contract, so he started arguing every day until 2 days before opening for previews. That's when Cambridge was fired. Brown took over as Ronnie and took the lead on the show stopping number. Don't forget 127th Street as Golden Boy lasted more than 500 performances. Sometimes you just got to be in the right place at the right time.
Sometimes you got to be in the right place at the right time and had the right voice for it.
That's it.
All right, man. Rest in peace,
Johnny Brown, man. You definitely gave me a bunch of giggle-worthy moments.
Are you crying?
Yeah. No, man.
I think you're crying.
It's a little dusty in here, man.
That's all right, man.
That's why we got my shades on. But, hey, again, y'all, we just wanted to go ahead and let y'all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely thank y'all for riding with us as we discuss these things in here.
All right, man.
So... Brother Dylon, we've been having a debate back and forth about, you know, a few things, and I know you like to tussle.
You like to tussle. That's the word we're going with.
You like to tussle over these things. We, as men.
We as men.
we have these conversations. And
we're multi-layered.
We are multi-layered. Sometimes we agree and sometimes we disagree. It just really depends.
It's true.
One of the huge things that's happening nowadays, and I'm going to bring this up. And y'all remember, y'all can call in and chime in on the 678-586-9241 or go ahead and hit the streams up. You know, we definitely kind of been talking about this certain, this man whose name rhymes with Ronye.
He has plaques where it still say Kane.
Yes, this dude. And his currently estranged wife, Yim Yardashian.
Very, very strange.
She's very strange.
Yeah.
Strange, but yeah. So, but, you know, he apparently his estranged wife has had herself legally declared single to try to make him understand.
So they actually have the divorce actually has happened.
The divorce has not happened.
Oh, well, she's still married. Go ahead.
This is legal mumbo jumbo. So I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't think you had to.
It ain't.
That's a funny question. I didn't think that you had to get yourself declared legally separated.
I don't care.
What does that mean? Is that the same thing?
Some shit that they made up because she got a lot of money to pay for some shit just to have a title given to her.
Teach Markel something. So you get, okay, so it's either we're married or we're divorced, meaning we were both single and now we've married, right? So then you decide the marriage is not working, so you get yourself declared.
I guess if you do get legally separated.
Legally separated.
Yeah, you
can. Isn't that a divorce?
No, that's a separation. You could get, like when people say me and him or me and her are separated, you have to actually go through legal status to actually be called legally separated. Like if you're married now, just because you move out the house, you're not legally separated.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So do you have to dissolve a legal separation if you have to get together?
I don't know the status of how it goes.
Okay.
I just know there's separation because I ain't staying with this motherfucker no more.
And then there's legal separation.
Which means legally, on paper,
we're separated.
Yes, legally on paper, yeah. But that, I mean, just because you're legally separated don't mean you're single.
So now you
it just means you're separated
single.
And you, still no, married.
No, this is what she did. She got herself declared legally single. I don't know what that means, but whatever. So she got herself declared legally single to try to make sure that he understood her intentions to get a divorce until the divorce is finalized. I'm pretty sure they got some stuff to work out and who's got half and prenups and, you know, they're both equally rich and all that wonderful stuff. Whatever. That's not the part that's worrying me, though. The part that's worrying me is if you know men, if you know that she wants to get away from you, why not just let her get away? Why continue to harass her?
Look here, let me show you something. Let's lead in a little bit.
That's my question.
Let's lead in a little bit because there was this. Let me share this. This is what was shared to our group chat to lead in with this conversation, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Let's start out right here because this is what started me and Markel's kind of like back and forth with each other as F. The brothers in conversation that we are.
Okay.
someone saw someone talk about how if Kim K, with all of the money and resources in the world, can't safely and simply divorce her husband without being harassed and stalked, then it's about time we stop asking women in domestic violence situation. I'm going to talk about that part. The question, why doesn't she just leave?
So basically, just to try to make sense of it, again, if Kim K with all that money and resources in the world can't safely and simply divorce, so if
hold
she
up
can't
second.
Say,
hold up, we got to call in. Hold up 1 second, because we got to turn the. I didn't even turn everything up on the audio. Give us a second, player.
Okay.
Give us a second.
Because we was just in here kicking it.
We started late like we always do.
Well, you know, we do.
Thank you for calling in to the Mayor Review. Who do we have on the line?
Hello.
I think they hung up. Call back if you got that question. Is that them call? Oh, it sounded like it was ringing.
It was about it. But, so, apologies. Okay. Thank you for calling in to the Mail Review. Who do we have on the line? Hello. Didn't get them. We've been having issues with this call-in thing, man. This call-in fish. We've been having this call-in kicking our ass the past 2 weeks, man. And I don't like it.
They got to figure it out. Ain't no problem. Yeah. We're going to get them. We're going to get them, man. Are people hitting the stream? Is that what's happening?
No, I don't know. I think the upper room just is upper rooming.
Upper room is upper room. You know, the upper room wasn't here last week. Where is we have not.
We're just gonna have to put our guests on the speaker phones. The speaker. Thank you for calling in to the Mayor Review. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Nurse Baby Girl.
How you doing? Who is this once again?
Nurse Baby Girl.
Hey, Nurse Baby Girl. What's
How you
good?
Doing, Nurse Baby Girl.
Good.
Okay, so what you got for this topic?
On the part where my phone was talking about separation thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I went to the law firm because one of the things is you have to be continuously separated for one year, make your own everything your own life before you can actually get
in the book.
Legal separation
is required if you don't have to. Oh, okay. So let me just rephrase. Thank you so much for that information because you just taught Mark Elson stuff.
Hey, this is the first actual
time somebody actually tried to tease my dumb ass something. That works. All right. So basically, based on what you're saying, in order for a divorce to actually happen successfully, in order for them to decide, okay, here's a decree, you guys are divorced, you have to be legally separated for a year. Is that like overall, like throughout the whole country, or is that just in certain states?
It is in certain states.
Okay.
My divorce
is based on 1 year separation.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the
ground
to the divorce that
I'm. Okay, so when you're actually separated for a year, what's the follow up after that? You just say, "Hey, I'm single now, player. I can go do what I want to. I could go meet up with the next guy or a woman, and there's no stipulation behind it because aren't you still legally married?"
We are still legally married.
The final decree, right. Yeah, see, the funny thing is, I am divorced. I don't think we had to do that in Georgia. I think once we filled out the paperwork and decided that, okay, we really just want to be done with it, we want to go ahead and get the divorce. Once we went through the arbitration and everything, dealing with the kids and all that, I think that's when it pretty much happened from there.
Okay.
So that's how it happened for me. But thank you for teaching me that. Thank you, Nurse Baby Girl, who knows the legal system.
Nurse Baby Girl, we appreciate you calling in, dear.
Thank you for calling in, definitely. So, yeah, there you go. So, legal separation. All right.
All right. We got some answers today.
We got an answer today.
We're less dumb.
Less dumb today. There you go. So, in some states, you do have to be legally separated for a year. Very good. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, check it.
All right, but I wanted to go back to the
Back to this YMK.
Back to the YMK situation.
So I'm saying, why can't you just see that the woman wants to get away from you and leave her alone? No. You send her a truck of roses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do videos with claymation characters burying the current boyfriend or the person that she's dating right now.
You damn right.
It feels a little stalkerish. But here's my question.
No, but here's my question.
One, why can't you just leave this woman alone and let her go on and live her life? She don't want to be with you no more.
Mm-mm.
I understand. It's painful, especially for men folk. You want to leave me? Where do you think you're going? So this question comes up about with all her money and resources, why can't she just divorce her husband without being harassed and stalked? I mean, stop asking women in domestic violence situations why don't she just leave? So they basically are comparing the two, saying if Kim's got all this money, if Kim's got all this money and can't leave, why are we asking these women who don't have the money why they can't leave?
Or women in general. That's what I'm reading for. Women in general.
Or men. Because men are victims of domestic violence.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
We're not. No, we're not victims. No, we like it.
Yeah, we mean we're supposed to be blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, but, you know, so never mind what the pundits might say.
Okay, so are we going to go by what the pundits say or not? Because that's, you know, where I address everything.
Okay.
I address the idiotic nature of everything.
Of course.
So what I'm saying is, whenever men make stupid decisions as it involves the women that we choose, the response always is, well, you should have chose a better woman.
Okay, got you. But we never can say.
Fuck that. I'm going to hold them goofy ass women to the same standard. Okay, So as it relates to this goofy ass Kim Kardashian, I don't care if you don't care to say her name. I don't know. Okay.
Hey. I'm just trying to keep up.
I ain't got money either.
Hey, I got you.
Cardi B just got a bag.
So
we're going to talk about Kim K. Okay, so my whole thing is, listen to me. Don't be mad at me. Don't hate me for my opinion. And
not
if
like
you do,
cares.
Oh, well.
Not like he cares. I just
not like I care. But peep it. Just ride with me a little bit.
Okay.
Just ride with me a little bit.
Okay.
Haven't we known Kanye been crazy? Have we? Motherfucker, haven't we known Kanye's been crazy?
Do we really know Kanye? We just know the persona of Kanye. We know what he puts out there. For the sake of the argument, yes, we know Kanye been crazy.
We're going to mix this in the pot.
Uh-oh.
He's from Chicago. No. We had the Pensacola jabs all day.
That was before the show, mother.
Well, I like to go live.
You like to go hot with it.
Okay.
Yes, okay, I got that's one strike.
We know he's from Chicago.
He's from the south side of Chicago.
South side of Chicago.
Let's make that 1A. 1A, not 2,
and,
1A.
And then ultimately, he's a Gemini.
That makes it. Oh,
okay. Do I need to go any further?
So it hits everybody. It just hits us all.
Do I need to go any further?
You don't have to go any further. So yes, we know, for the sake of arguments, yes, Kanye.
This
definitely his cheese slipped off his cracker a long time ago.
Okay. He'd been doing crazy shit.
Okay.
He'd been the most verbally flamboyant when it comes to being online, being seen, being heard, being noticed.
Right.
I want my acknowledgement.
He's always been outrageous. Right. Okay.
So when you, Markel, see this woman who is over the board with outrageousness,
she's
right?
Also outrageous. Their whole family's outrageous.
I'm saying you, Markel, out doing your diddy bop. Okay, you. Yeah, how you doing over there, sweetie?
She look outrageous.
You know what I'm saying? I want you to come on, Markel, after dark. I just want you to come to the Markel's Cassie couch.
The views being expressed by Donna.
I just want to look at you with no.
Leave.
And then you run across. Give her a name, and
yes.
You know, give her a name
is anybody.
No, you know who give her a name is, and you know give her a name is the most overly outrageous chick you've ever seen.
Okay,
the most controversial, the most problematic, the most loud, the most ignorant, the most stupid. Put all the most in the damn pot.
And she's doing all the most,
okay. And you now walking into her path.
Okay.
Are you going to entertain this goofy ass?
No, I'm not.
Because you know who this stupid motherfucker is.
Yeah, I'm not.
At what point are we going to hold people responsible for choosing stupid people?
You got a point. I try to avoid that at all costs. And most people logically should avoid that at all costs. But let's say you think you just as stupid.
Well, I know I'm stupid.
So you might be like, you know what?
I asked Phoenix every day what's wrong with her.
Oh, my Lord. What is wrong with y'all indeed? Anyway. So you entertain this person. So now, things sour.
That's all, yes.
Things sour. Why can't y'all just part, Charles?
Because he's stupid.
Okay.
And he's made it known he's stupid. Now you're asking Mr. Stupid to not to do not stupid. Stupid.
To not be stupid. And what he do, act most stupidly.
Bars.
And what he do,
act most stupidly.
Right. What?
Can't tell me which is my favorite song.
It
by
is
the way.
Absolutely.
It
one
is
of the,
absolutely.
Listen, nobody said he didn't have talent. Nobody said that he didn't have talent. We're not talking about the talent.
Look, I got a call one day and somebody said, I need you to hear this Kanye song. Motherfucker, this is your theme song.
This is you.
This
all
is
day.
You all
music
day.
Music and all.
You, every word, don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you're going to end up apologizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me know if it's a problem. I say, oh, ringtone.
All right, man.
That was immediately my ringtone for a year
and
a half.
Understood.
At what point? Okay, so we know this is the dumbest of people.
Okay.
He's out of control.
Yes.
He has insecurity issues.
Yes.
He has. Yes, he has traumatic history with.
Mom passing and all this. All the different things.
Why
that
would you
have said
even
about him?
Entertain going further now? Oh.
You got three babies with him now.
No, now I got to look at what the fuck are you looking for? What's wrong with you to say, you know what? Or let me address who this person is. Mm. You know, she does have a history of trying to just get with dudes that got the bag.
This is true.
See, so what has happened is...
But I don't think that has nothing to do
with it. Oh, no.
I don't think
that's
got
nothing to do with it. No. Eventually, you keep on playing that game. Play stupid games.
Win stupid prizes.
You win stupid prizes.
True.
So what happened is, she finally ran into the right one. She was able to get by Ray J.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? He ain't that stupid. He just Ray J, right? He's just Brandy brother.
She want to get away?
Yeah, it's just Brandy brother.
Hey, still fucked
him. Yeah, who else?
Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush.
He's a football player.
He ain't harmful. He ain't did nothing stupid his whole career. Except for put on a dress and get on the cover of the magazine, what? The ESPN
dress?
Magazine. Yeah, when he got drafted to the Saints and him and... what you call it? Old Bears coach was on the cover of that magazine together. I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Remember he put on the wedding dress.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Okay, that didn't bother
okay.
me. Okay. So it went through. Go ahead.
Reggie Bush.
He's Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Kanye West.
No. Wasn't it Chris Humphries, too?
I think so.
Yeah, Chris Humphries for like 5 minutes.
Okay. NBA player. Boy, like they off did, the, off the that bench. That was a quick one. I remember that was the big thing.
That was like 2 months, 3 months.
A month?
Maybe four.
Might have been a month.
Might have been a month. Chris Humphries.
Basketball player.
But, yeah.
Not really even a good basketball player.
Not even a good basketball player, but motherfucker in the league, so I don't even down-talk basketball players.
Yeah,
they doing way more than that.
So far, you've mentioned people that had a bag.
Exactly.
Okay, I got
so,
you.
So, she's a chaser of the bag.
She's a bag chaser.
She's a bag chaser.
Sack chaser.
She's...
You getting there. It's starting to come together, but no, I got you.
So, I'm saying, her history, and I'm not down talking women that have a standard or whatever they want to. Cool. But if you have ulterior motives, sometimes that will slap you in the face.
Yeah.
So, you're chasing the bag and not considering the person who has the bag. Because, as you just said, she's a bag chaser. Her history shows it.
Okay.
Okay? So, you eventually came across the right one.
Who ain't gonna let you slide on out of there?
Because you was able to slide out of there with these other goofballs.
Yeah.
You just ran into Kanye West. You don't just slide out of the life of Kanye West.
Lord.
Name anybody who has slid out of the life of Kanye West peacefully.
I mean.
Okay. I'll wait on that one.
I don't. I got nothing for that. But even with all of that, Donna, here's my question. Again, men folk. How fragile are we?
How many times I said we're more fragile than women at times? Haven't I said that we're more
you
fragile?
You said that.
So now here.
Why can't we just leave her alone? Now I got stories. I've been there. I've been that guy who couldn't let go. You know, in my younger days, I used to sport a shag when I went to school, carry lunch in the bag. See what I'm saying? So you understand? Sorry, y'all. Hip hop is just in me. I can't do it. It's in me. It's just a part of who I am. Anyway, but in my younger days, I understood what that was, and I can look at it through this lens and this filter now. It's definitely ego. It's definitely ego. I have to say, if it's an egoic response, how are you gonna just walk away from me? Me, who has done so much for you, when in essence, maybe we just ain't evenly yoked or matched. And it's just over. It just don't work. Why can't we just let it go? Like,
No.
I can't think of making I wouldn't make a meme. So let's just say, all right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a hypothetical situation. Please, everybody, pay attention. This is a hypothetical situation. Let's say I was dating Trina before you were, and then y'all decide to get married. I can't see me making meme, man. Fuck that nigga, Dylan, punk ass. I'm gonna kill that nigga when I see. She just made a different choice, right?
I mean, look at Markel.
Done.
Look at Dylan.
Done.
Look at Markel.
Done. And look at Dylan. Right. So, first of all, I can't understand why she would leave me for that nigga. But, I mean, he from Pensacola. Okay. But anyway, my point being, what is it? Why? So now, okay, so, but your side of the equation is this. Mm-hmm. Your picker is busted all the way. Because you watched him act the fool before this. And what made you think it was going to be
that's one part. That's one part of my
What's argument. The other part of the argument?
Women love marriage. Do they not?
Yeah. Okay. I'll say yes.
Outside of the miserable lights that was on Trina's post.
Okay, if you look at it through the lens of what patriarchy and misogyny is, of course the belief is that women love marriage. But women we all know marriage. That's a construct. But anyway, I got your point.
Nonetheless, don't women love marriage?
Allegedly, yes.
Don't women love the concept of marriage?
Allegedly.
Now, no, of course we know all women don't love
marriage. Of course not.
For a majority view of it, don't women love marriage, Mark? Yeah,
okay, so visuals, yes, absolutely. Women love marriage. I got you. I dig it.
Okay.
Wedding dresses, the industry for wedding dresses and wedding
items. No, I'm not talking about the wedding. Right. I'm talking about the idea of marriage.
Of having one person, blah, 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 et cetera. Bullshit. To death do
blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, which I'm sure has been removed from your vows, sir.
Blah, blah, blah. Obey is still up in
there. Obey is still not in there. It's not.
Shit. Once that motherfucker say obey, and she,
obey.
If she hesitate, I'm out. I'm walking out.
In other words, if you don't obey, he going to his old bay. keep it moving. Anyway,
what I'm saying is, these are the part of marriage where it holds true. Fight till. The good and the bad.
Right. Okay.
To honor and behold.
Okay. The vows.
The vows that women love in marriage.
What are the marriage vows? What are they?
I asked you to Google that shit earlier.
You did. What are the marriage vows? Marriage vows. What are they, y'all? Some people do their own, but you know, mm-hmm. then you have the person who officiates the wedding. Shout out to Car Rivière. You know who you are. One of my friends on my stream. She is an officiant. She has officiated several marriages. But I'm sure she has seen her share of vows and things like that. You know, but the officiant has something mm-hmm. that they have to say in order to make this ceremony. So the vows. Marriage vows. They are promises each partner in a couple makes to the other during a wedding ceremony based upon, what does that say, Western Christian norms. Mm-hmm. They are not universal to marriage and not necessary in most legal jurisdictions. What does say your vows mean? What are the seven vows of marriage? I take blank to be my wife, husband, and these things. I promise you I'll be faithful and honest with you. I will be respectful, trust, help, care for you. I will mm-hmm. share my life with you. I will forgive mm-hmm. you as we have been forgiven. And I will try with you better to understand ourselves and the world. Those are vows. Those are some of the vows. But there are several different ways of interpreting those vows, yeah. Right?
To have and hold.
To hold, for to richer or poorer.
Richer. See, that's the thing I'm addressing.
And sickness and in health. Till death do us part, right?
To richer for poorer.
Richer for poorer, yes.
Whoa.
Either or.
Whoa. Let's go slow.
Okay.
Let's go slow. Ride with me, Mark. Richer for poorer.
Yeah.
When women want a separation, what is the main reason? It ain't when he's richer.
Yeah. You had a point in the retarded website.
But they love it. Whoa.
In a weird way, you got an absolute point.
Okay. For better, for worse.
It ain't when it's better.
Ain't this one of those worst situations? Ain't this one of the worst situations?
Yeah, he's got mental issues. That's the worst.
And sickness and in health.
Sickness and in health.
Is he not sick?
He's a little
sick. Is he not sick?
He's born a Gemini, so I mean.
Yeah, from Chicago.
On top of that.
Is he not sick?
He is.
So this is a worst situation. This is a sick situation. These are the things and the vows that you want because y'all love marriage so much. You got to be... All I'm saying is you better be careful what the fuck you ask for.
You going to be all in or no?
You going to be all in or shut the entire fuck up about what you want in marriage. Okay. Now, I saw in that meme that I posted earlier about abuse. Kanye, as far as we know,
right.
Ain't put his goddamn finger on that woman.
Right. But abuse is a bigger world. Abuse don't just necessarily, it just doesn't encompass physical. It also encompasses mental. It often
he's the one that's mentally fighting, but she asked for it. But didn't she know this before this crazy motherfucker, when she chose this crazy ass nigga?
What, that he would be abusive to her?
No, that he was crazy.
Oh, I mean, yes, she had to know.
See what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, you see the actions of this motherfucker. Now you're saying he's abusive to you,
right.
when he's already been this before you. Why would you even choose to be with somebody abusive?
I got you. I see where you're pointing at. Yeah, I got you. I see what you're saying.
Or did we think that our pussy was so good that we were going to change this nigga? Are we ready to go? Dylan wearing red because he's going there.
I'm going there today.
And Kanye and Kim Kardashian are just templates for men and women in general. Okay. When we're talking about what we want, what we expect.
Okay.
Y'all be asking for men to fight for their fucking marriages. Y'all be asking for men to chase y'all fuck asses. Y'all be begging for a nigga to say, I want to declare my love for you on the web in front of the world. This nigga's doing everything that y'all fucking ass men to do.
But that's trash behavior nowadays, sir.
No. Let Idris Elba get on fucking social media and say, I wanted my wife back. I don't know a French accent. British accent.
English, sir.
Teddy Truth.
That's African.
Either way, let one of these pretty boys get on social media who they love and behold.
Yeah.
And say, I messed up my marriage in front of the world and I want my woman back.
Yeah. Then
they be asking for men to be that way.
But that's different than...
Oh, it's different because it's not Kanye. Oh.
Is that what it is?
Oh.
You think it's because Kanye's not...
Because it's Kanye.
It's Kanye.
That's my point. But does the actions change itself?
No, they don't change. So but it's a way to do things. And that's just... Oh my God. Okay, so all right. You got a point. You ask somebody who is crazy to act in a way that makes us feel comfortable.
Don't they want stuff that makes us feel comfortable? Don't they kind of like when a man fights over them? Go ahead. You ain't seen a chick in the corner actually smiling when two dudes was getting it in over her. Go ahead, Marcus.
But
you say you been
changing.
No. This was 2 months ago, nigga. You ain't never seen that. Okay,
I've
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so we ain't gonna do this. Times are changing. When
times
it's
changing. It's
happening somewhere right now in fucking Idaho. Somewhere it's going. Somewhere. Somewhere, and that woman in the corner like, ooh. Don't they like when the men fight over them?
Or for them.
This man just put in a verse what they want me.
I'm gonna fight for my woman, and I'm gonna kick this motherfucker. He gonna wind up dead somewhere. I'm over my woman. I want my family back. That's all he's saying.
Every night, I gotta fight.
Now, once again, yes, it is erratic in behavior.
It is erratic. It is extreme.
I'm not saying it's not. Okay. But once again, be careful what you ask for, because he's doing exactly what y'all be wanting people to do. Now you see it in real life with the real crazy motherfucker, and now y'all don't like it.
Because now he's crazy, and he's taking that interpretation from somebody who you would regard as normal, taking the interpretation to say Idris Elba would
be yes.
on TV and say, I want my woman back. It'd be different.
Now it's called abuse?
But now it's abuse.
Chasing for my family, saying that I want my family is abuse? Mm. He ain't called her a bitch. He ain't called out a name. He ain't knocked on that door. He ain't put his hands on this woman. This man to put in his own, I'm going to get rid of that dude because I want my family back.
Yeah, but you know the world.
I want people to call in, y'all.
You know how the world is.
Man, fuck the world. And everything in it. We are hip-hop guys.
Yeah, the hip-hop is in us, man. We can't help that. Okay, but the world, man. Now he say something like get rid of him, and somebody go shoot this kid. Who? If I was him, I probably
because
be
there
like,
is a yay hive.
There's a lot of Kanye followers.
There's a yay hive.
Yay heads out there. And don't get me wrong, I like Kanye. Would I go kill somebody for Kanye? I'm not
for yay.
I'm not going that far. I'm saying I ain't gonna lie. I didn't buy your album, but I got Amazon, so I can hear it. So anyway, and I'm not buying that new. Did you see that music player, by the way?
Yeah.
Talk about. Yeah. It's interesting.
Genius.
I'm not gonna pay $200 for it.
That's all right. Somebody did. He sell his fucking shoes for $2,000. We have a Trey. Hello, Trey Michael. How you doing, man?
Uh-oh, Trey. We need Trey Dr. to call Trey. In and tell us about this abuse. Uh-oh. Now, somebody who knows something. Dr. Trey knows something. Hey, Dr. Trey, how you doing? Somebody knows something about the way this is set up.
But I'm just saying, Kanye and Kim K are just templates for men and women. And a trying marriage where real life things happen.
Yeah.
It ain't the peaches and cream and waking up every morning to fucking birds outside of your window chirping
right.
and your little ugly ass dog come jump not in the bed licking on your toes and hey, you getting hey. Up in the morning talking about I'm gonna cook breakfast for my great family. It ain't that all the time.
Right.
It's these ugly moments that make marriage a true testament to what it is.
Okay, gotcha.
Whatever you're getting married for, that good and bad, that sickness and in health,
that's for richer, that good.
Yeah, for richer and poor. Then you talk about till death do you part.
Which is
see some
really
see what
scary.
I'm saying is motherfuckers really ain't ready for that fucking game.
Right.
I can talk it. I lived it. So I don't want to hear anybody else on the stream talk about but shut the hell up.
I got you.
Shut the hell up.
I got you.
Because hard times going to happen.
Yes.
Bad times going to happen with money. Bad times are going to happen with health. People get old. So shit's going to go. Somebody health. Something going to go left.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you were going to stay in it.
Till?
Death do you part. Now, I do think that there is a world where you should separate. Once again, if you feel like this man is
irreconcilable differences.
Well, not even no. I'm saying if your life is threatened,
yeah, you should be able to get away from that person.
You should be able to get away from that person.
Right.
If you feel like, but the hard times, you want to run through hard times. So what it looks like is you want an easy marriage. So what it looks like is you want to be enabled. What it looks like is you want a soft pillow marriage.
Mm. Something easy.
You want something to fuck easy.
I mean, who don't want that easy? Who wants problems? You want problems? I don't want no problems. Hey, listen, Holmes. I don't want no problems. I don't want no problems. You understand? This is why I'm not married now. I don't want no trouble.
You don't want no problem. Who?
I don't want none of them. Trey Michael. And are there two statements? Because it looks like she starts. Is it two?
And two. I guess think she was following up from a comment that I was.
Okay. Oh, and two often.
And two often. Okay.
Oh, too often. People think if there are challenges, then the relationship is bad. Those beliefs are defeating. Right. There's going to be challenges. You're right. It's just like what Dylan was saying. You're going to have bad times. This is absolutely true. Because of how people operate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some bullshit. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to have an error in judgment. You're going to do something that might affect your relationship. You mess around and go out there and decide, you know.
Right.
I'm going to take the rent money and I'm going to invest in these magic beans. Trey Michael, if there is abuse or you are perpetually miserable, then yes, get on up out of there. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But if you want to leave at the first challenge, then I'm like, okay, what does commitment really mean to you? Right.
Mm-mm.
So now, okay, so here's
I'm
the question.
I'm not with it for misery either.
So here's the question.
Do you think this is the first challenge?
Or do you think this is like challenge number 350?
Oh, no, this challenge number 580 with them. But what I'm saying is,
Trey, you
might have missed some of the things I was saying earlier. Kim K knew this person was goofy. So I'm saying she got what the fuck she deserved.
You think she got some...
She didn't know Kanye was stupid.
Okay, this is true.
You are a crash dummy.
This is true. You chose to be a crash.
You chose to be a crash dummy. You said,
I want to marry you.
You got in the car because you know how the little crash dummies look.
Put the seatbelt on or didn't.
Yeah, or didn't put the seatbelt on and you saw the car and you saw a wall. You said, I'm going to go 200 miles per hour into that wall. We know what the wall does when a car hits it, right?
Yes,
because
yes.
The past history has shown what happens
the
when
wall
a car,
stays still.
The wall ain't going to move. You think you're going to do, I'm going to go through the wall because I got some good.
Oh, you going to go through the wall.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
it's different to me when somebody doesn't know who they're meeting and then somebody changes along the way.
Okay.
We're talking about this situation where you knew, you saw, it's a past
you
history.
You had enough time to research this before you decided.
You ain't even have to research it. It was thrown on your phone when you woke up in the morning. Kanye West does something else stupid.
Yeah, you true. That's true. That's true. You got a point. You got a point.
And you still chose. I have no empathy. At all.
Nothing.
At all. Not in the slightest.
You decided to go against what everything says.
I don't give a fuck.
You could have just
done it. I told you, my word in 2022 is accountability for your own fucking actions. Yes, Kanye has done stupid shit. Well, what the fuck did you do?
Correct.
What part did you play? You chose the dumb nigga. Be accountable for that. Get on your fucking Facebook. Get on your fucking live stream and say, you know what, y'all? I was watching the Mail Review, and that goofy-ass Dylan Williams kind of right. I did know Kanye was stupid, but I was chasing the bag, and I thought my pussy was a little bit different to change him. Just say it. Just say it, Kim K. Just say it.
They ain't going to say that.
What, Trey Buckles?
I did miss some of the stuff you say. Okay, yeah. No. But you didn't miss that much, Trey, but you got a point. But no, you are right about the abuse situation. You should get on up out of there. That's where I'm at. I'm with that. But again, what he's saying is, you recognize ahead of time. Okay, Trey says she's going to call in. That's what we're going to do. But you should. What he's saying is you should recognize ahead of time. And for the most part, I think that's what we do. We definitely do look at the red flags and decide, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This will make a nice quilt. Let me just sew this nice up quilt. And move it over here to the side. And hopefully, you know, I can get past these red flags. So, Trey says she want to call in 678. You want to call in 813-1113? 678-813-1113, Trey. So, you look at the red flags and you decide you can get past the red flags for whatever reason, be it that you think you have the macaroni and cheese deluxe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The craft of the
craft. Yes. A craftsman or woman.
Sometimes people present their damn representatives too, though.
No. We're not talking about
Kanye.
No. But you know what? I don't give y'all easy with that one either, because y'all say y'all got this thing called your woman's intuition. Let you
it
tell
works.
It. No, obviously it don't.
He said, "Why didn't
obviously
tell y'all what shit before?
Obviously it don't
why
work.
Tell y'all what shit
obviously it. Thank you for calling in to the Mail Review.
Hello.
Hey,
Trey.
How are you doing, Mel?
Hey,
y'all.
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Hey, girl.
We're doing okay.
Hey, girl. So, Trey,
I'm passionate about this.
I know you are. Most women are.
Not, no. You follow
I'm not passionate about any deeper love in your life. That's their business. What I'm passionate about is the general idea around what people expect from relationships. And how a lot of it is fairy tale, like they saw some shit they saw on TV. And because of that, they are out here trying to have something that's unrealistic and not even possible. And when they can't get it, then they think something is wrong. And that's why we got all this going on with folks don't know how to figure it out.
Oh, that's it.
Now, mind you, I do not believe in self-sacrificial love. I don't think that it's healthy to stay in a place where you feel like you have to sacrifice who you are to be with somebody. I think that's ridiculous.
Right.
And pointless, and I don't believe in that. But I do think that it is in our best interest to be realistic about what a marriage or any kind of relationship can offer you before you decide you're going to commit to someone. I don't care about the commitment.
Bars.
When I commit to you, or I commit to you, I'm not going anywhere, okay?
Right.
So I'm not going to play around with that.
Right, so that means you've done a risk. You've done a risk benefit analysis before you decide. Okay, I'm going to commit. Hey, you know what?
Based on everything you presented me,
I think I can commit. Or you out your damn mind.
I love that. Yes.
Risk analysis.
And then the other thing to keep in mind too, and my younger sister, who is 3 years younger than me, has always been alive beyond her years, and she said back when we were in our 20s, sometimes people are not outwardly placed. They show up with their representative, and some people are so well practiced at showing up with their representative that they can maintain that representative for years.
True.
And also, and I have a real life experience, you know, not mine, but vicarious experience that my mom just had. She married her best friend of 50 years. And then once they got married, she realized she didn't even know that motherfucker the way she thought she did.
Wow.
I mean.
And they were divorced in a year. Now, I feel like COVID exacerbated the thing and sped it up because they were trapped in the house together for all that time.
Listen.
She would have learned over time that this dude had been showing up unreal to her for most of their relationship as friends.
Let me ask this though, Trey. But did he have to be everything that he may be as a friend versus somebody personally or in a relationship? Listen to me. Okay, great. That's
yeah. So that came out in the end. He had no idea that part of him was even present.
But gotcha. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like put abuse to the side, because that's a definite in anybody's abuse, in anybody's book, right? That's why I don't like to talk about abuse, because that's the obvious. So everybody always jumps to the default reason of abuse for divorce, right? So let's take abuse out of it. And there is a gray area of what we call abuse these days. I mean,
the point I'm making is that sometimes it takes you to shift the kind of relationship you have with someone in order to see the parts of them that they don't show you when they're in that kind of relationship.
Very true.
Me and Mark, if I use us as an example.
Yeah.
Me and Mark were friends for what?
100 years.
4 years, 5 years. Before we became lovers?
Correct.
Whoa, wait. Breaking news on the Mail Review. Hold up, wait. Marcus.
Yes, I have friends. Did you not know I had friends? I have friends.
So you're the true reason she calls in.
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought it was my bald head.
No, you didn't. You thought it was the white macadamia nuts originally. That's what we both thought. That's what I thought. Damn it. Look at him. Look at him. That's what it was. That's beside the point. That was. Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the relational side, in the relational dynamic, correct.
It's not always possible to see it. You know what I mean? It's just the truth on the kind of relationship you have. We show different parts to each other based on what we have decided to be together. And
correct. That's correct.
Right.
You gotta grow with them.
Lord.
I feel like this. This is how I feel. I think she about to turn it to the trade show. Here we go. Here she go. Here she go.
Aligned right. Matters.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Do we want the same things out of life? You know,
yeah.
Do we have the same values and belief systems and shit that go together? Or at least if they're not the same, are they complementary?
Right.
We don't even think about that shit.
Trey.
At all. We just get Trey. To think about
Trey.
Love
Trey.
Penis,
Trey.
And then,
Trey.
You know, we get married.
Trey.
Okay. Hold
Trey,
on,
man.
Trey.
Trey. Trey. Boy, I don't see how you deal with this shit.
I got you. Hold on, Trey.
Boy, that motherfucker. That, I don't see how the fuck that motherfucker start running and don't stop. Okay?
Hey, Trey is
you are tough. You are a strong black
he is,
man.
What
brother.
He is saying how you much he loves it when strong, you call in, dog. That's all he's saying.
Hey, what type of relationship? If you feeling any type of way, Mark, you can always call.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He is singing your praises. Okay, I got him.
Boy.
But
I feel. Trey, listen. Okay, so let me say this, sis. I agree with everything you said, right? Everything, word for word. You know we have our disagreements, but that's kind of like without saying so much what I've been trying to say. Really get to know who you're getting with and make and sometimes even in the relationship, you're going to have to learn them. You don't figure somebody out and then say, okay, I got you figured out. Now let's get married. Because that's because people change universally.
Yeah.
The darling that I am right now, I'm not going to be the same person 5 years from now.
Correct. Hopefully.
Another 5 years, I'm going to change. As I change who I'm with, they're going to change as well. So you got to understand that people going to grow, people going to change. Are you going to change with them? But you got to grow with them. And you need to find out what you can truly accept or deal with. Like I say, we're not going to talk about abuse. We're going to put that in a separate box. That's the obvious shit. But people separate themselves and kill
kill relationships for things as if they're going to jump into the next situation with somebody else. Like that next guy or woman ain't going to have another issue. Everybody has something. Jesus.
He changed so much, it was just, I don't remember.
Right.
But in my own marriage, we each of us evolved individually, and what we wanted in our life started to diverge. So
okay.
Over time, we became incompatible. We wanted to be hella compatible at first, but over time, we became incompatible. So am I doing, are we doing each other a disservice by saying, you know what, we ain't compatible no more?
But
gotcha.
But
so,
didn't.
And so that's why I don't think it's a bad thing if people do find themselves changing in ways that become, you know, woefully incompatible. Sometimes
that happens. I'm gonna get you a jumping jack like this. Cause you gotta find your time to jump in. She talking, boy. Gotta know when to jump in when she talking. Double Dutch.
Correct.
Anyways, so so listen. So following.
Lord have mercy.
You are a hater.
Tattoos for the wedding. It's okay.
Yeah. So, no, but this is my thing. Okay, so when we're talking about relationships, it's like, I guess when you're talking about committing to somebody, people are going to change. So, is marriage really the thing that people really want? Is relationships really the thing that people really want to do when you have to commit yourself to somebody else?
Interesting.
Are you ready to say, I'm going to put me to the side for them? Or on the other side, I have to accept this person for the good and the bad in them. Are you ready to do that? If you aren't ready to do either one of those,
then committing is kind of crazy.
You don't even need to talk about wanting a relationship. Because you're going to have to accept somebody for who they are, because they may not change, or they may change. And you have to learn to accept, this motherfucker putting on a little bit of weight. Can I deal with that? Can I deal with that because they're a good person? No. That's what I'm saying. But the simple shit is what people leave in relationships for.
Okay, I got you.
I'm, like I say, I'm not talking about abuse. I'm talking about simple shit.
That's a good question.
Touche. Touche.
Correct.
Touche. Once again, they're better or worse. Better or worse. People, like I did say, people change.
They do. They can. And people evolve. I don't know who wrote their marriage down and anticipating the change. And they didn't have a pure death to a part of their marriage.
Well,
they said, we agree to submit until we are no longer doing together.
Let me take me a pen and pad. What?
Wait a minute. You writing it down.
Get that pen over there. Give me that. What, I got that marker right there. Yeah.
I don't have a copy of their vows, but in their vows, they wrote that they didn't write till death do us part. They wrote, we'll stay together and committed until we find that our collective selves are no longer able to
until it don't work no more.
Until I got it. Until this motherfucker start tripping.
Until this motherfucker start tripping.
I got you. Thanks for that piece of advice. I got it. I got it.
That's insane.
That's realistic.
You are correct. Okay, gotcha.
What if it's kid? Well, okay, so what do you do when kids are involved?
Good parents. This is true. This is true, man.
We all know this. We all know this. Trey. Dr. Trey. We all know this until you know Dylan is crazy as hell and he will move in next door. I had somebody do it to me too, girl. Give me a high five. Internet high five. Bow. Okay, no. Until Dylan's threatening to bury your boyfriend for being around his kids.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And that's where there's the Gemini part.
I'm just saying. I already got a history of being crazy. You can't. Oh, you just ain't gonna invite me to my daughter's birthday? I'm pulling up.
All the way.
Okay, well.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you for calling in, Trey. Thank you for your. Once again, everything that you said was, I think, 100% on point. Dead on point, you know. And I'm just shooting angles for people to think about. What I'm saying isn't wholeheartedly true, but it's always multiple layers to consider. All I'm saying is consider everything except for the sunshine shit.
Right.
You know, I already think that this motherfucker might be a little crazy. He might be a little loose. She might be a little loose. We need to think about this type of stuff when we're getting involved while we're screaming, I want involvement. Appreciate you, Trey.
Thank you, Dr. Trey.
Appreciate
you, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you, baby.
You ain't did your show. You ain't came in and talk contracts yet. Bye. Came in and talk contracts yet. We supposed to be had the Dr. Trey show.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
It'll happen. Uh-uh.
So yeah, so
but yeah, so I understand. I feel your side of the argument. I still definitely feel my side of the argument.
Yeah, I think Trey chain me a little bit to your side might make more sense.
It might make more sense. But yeah, man. So basically the what we say? Restating it.
Rethinking the situation.
Rethinking the situation.
We can't say that because that's women in the mic shit. Okay, and I'm not gonna be sued by Spicer for copyright infringement.
Okay, let's do so to dialogue it. to mail review it.
Refiguring the reason.
Let's leg it. Yeah. Refiguring the problem.
Yeah.
Refigure the problem. In essence, people, knowing what you're saying I do to is far more important than getting the opportunity to say I do.
Going back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board. That is correct.
Ain't that what men do when we have time and that's the game correct. Ain't going right?
It is the male review, so snatching the drawers off this motherfucker.
No, I went too far with it.
Tearing the drawers off this.
No.
Back to the drawing board. So back to the drawing board. Primarily, what we're seeing here is that knowing what you're saying I do to is far more important than saying I do. even though, of course, everybody loves marriage, you still need to know, one, what you are agreeing to. Because don't be down the line with the crazy mofo sending you roses threatening to bury your boyfriend, your new boyfriend, after you declared yourself legally single. Or got yourself declared legally single and go, I never saw this coming. You can't do that.
That's the part. You never saw this coming. You never saw this come.
This was never a consideration. Listen, it's life too short, man, nowadays. I know for a fact that if I meet you and you're a felon, if you running credit card scams, I'm pretty sure that, you know, my swagger is not gonna make you stop. I'm pretty sure it could. But the chances are so slim.
They got this show on. They got this show on. I don't know what channel it is. I think it's one of them channels where love being locked down and in love, and the guys in jail, and the women is fighting over these jailbirds.
These dudes ain't even out.
Dudes ain't out yet.
And you don't know what he gonna do when he get out.
They know, and they already know why he's in jail. Some of this shit actually be abusing. And fucking drug deals.
But you chose that.
Say that part again.
But you chose that.
And that's where I'm at with. You chose that. If I gotta get well, you chose that. Why can't the world get you chose that?
Yeah. I can see it.
James Strip, somebody said something about buying followers. Your followers. Juan
Strope forgot.
This is not the platform for it, brother. But you could call in Upper Room.
Thank you.
Juan, that's the Upper Room.
Juan is the upper room. He looked like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he do look like Kim Jong-un.
I'm just saying. But primarily, man, that's one of the things I saw this week. That was crazy.
And I hope that they can figure out their issues in the long run.
And the kids are not affected,
affected. I mean, they already
even
got.
No, I'm team
look,
FDK.
Look,
I'm
listen.
I'm still concerned for their welfare.
Listen,
at some point,
at the end of the day, Kanye ain't did nothing but say, "I want my family." And Kim K got a whole video of her swallowing penis. So, who's the really real bad guy in this situation?
I mean,
I just want to put that in perspective.
I mean,
as I drink my other cup of coffee.
As you have your other cup of coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, as always.
There's a whole video with her damn slapping it on her forehead.
Okay, so, you know, I don't know.
I ain't seen the video. I'm just saying.
I heard she
was a gawk queen. I heard if anything, she may not want the wedding ring, but she deserves a throat ring.
Oh man. Okay. So here on the Mail Review, we tend to have these conversations and they get raw and they get gritty and they get raunchy. But we are also the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes,
and the league has some things coming up.
Okay, so yes. Well, you just put me on the spot right there.
I just put you on the spot. The league has some things coming up. The Mail Review.
All right, so, yes, April 24th, we have at Welcome All Park the anti-violence, anti-bullying event held by Connecting the Links for a Change Foundation.
Yes.
I will be hosting the event as I do for the past three years.
Yeah.
I've always participated, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, COVID interrupted, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Ms. Shirley, who will be, I'm trying to get her on the show really soon to talk about this and where it originated from. Just, you know, the death and the bullying of a family member. And it just became a big event. This would have been the 10th year of it, but this is the 9th year of it. They hold it every year at Welcome All Park. There are often city officials there. Fire department is there. They do blood testing and they test people for, you know, their blood pressure testing. It's games and fun and prizes for the children. Yes. For the children.
Kind of way to bring the community out.
And, it's a community event.
What it seems like is I've been seeing, you know, some CDC stuff this week and I mean, pretty much Dr. Fauci has been like, the CDC is like, y'all got it.
Man, shit.
He said on the news show, this happened on the news show, somebody mentioned this, they said, that he said, look, I know spring break's coming up. If y'all are boosted and vaccinated, go for it. Go ahead. You know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Do what makes you feel comfortable. So basically, y'all got it. That's where we at. So do you think, and we all know how Mr. Yale feels about this, but I'm going to try to see if I can get him to be objective. Do you think that the pandemic is over? Do you think it's nearing its death rattle at this point? Do you think it's just become something that just we're going to have to live with? What do you think, Mr. Williams?
Until, COVID hit and it affected and it impacted and changed the world.
It did.
Then the next wave hit. And it did not scare people like the people who created it thought it would.
Mm.
Because they said it was created by some people eating bats in China.
Right, yeah.
And y'all dumbasses believe that shit. Y'all really believe eating bats created a fucking pandemic with your stupid asses.
I mean, well,
it right. Happens. No. Year of the bat.
The year of the bat.
And so, yeah. They ate bats in China and the whole world is affected.
It sounds crazy. Trying to
motherfuckers is eating worse pussy than them bats.
Listen, it sounded like some old folks that was drinking some corn liquor was talking about behind a bar somewhere that kind of caught fire. But again, you know, species, science, things happen.
So,
go ahead.
So anyway. The second round of COVID hit and it really didn't scare people the way that they thought it would. Mm. Then they had the third wave of COVID.
Yeah.
And everybody like, what the fuck ever, man?
Right.
Now,
start giving up.
Now, don't take it as Dylan's making fun of COVID. I lost a lot of people very close to me.
Yes.
Family.
Right.
Close friends.
Right.
Very close friends and people that I cared about. So I'm not making light of COVID at all.
Okay. So that's the first thing, y'all.
The first thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, we're talking about really what it is and what it is for is really bigger than what is going to be it perceived to be or what it's been delivered that it is.
Right.
So I'm saying that there will be, if not another round of COVID, something new.
Something different.
Because they're creating something, man. If you take a look at the world where it is now, it is totally different than 3 years ago.
It is.
People don't do anything outside no more. We are now officially in the Matrix.
Yeah.
People sit at home and they talk to people while connected to a mobile device.
This is true.
Wasn't that the goddamn Matrix?
Pretty much. That we're copper tops. We're all batteries. Right. We were batteries. We're all bricks in the wall, sir.
Yeah, they were connected to a device and they had fake imagery of themselves in this computer.
That is correct.
Emojis, if you will. Look at TikTok. People reenacting being somebody else.
In 7 minutes.
So I'm going to call it out for what it is. Y'all better pay attention to what's going on, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all better pay attention to what's going on. It's bigger than a virus. Bigger than a virus. So I don't think it's going to happen right now.
It's more of a behavioral.
I think right now they are highlighting this war, and all of a sudden COVID ain't a thing.
Right, like ain't nobody talking about that. I think there was a caveat that all these people running across the border, and by the way, they're probably gonna get like some COVID. Probably gonna travel. It's interesting.
Yeah. I ain't worried about you taking a shot, boy. Go over there. Go on now. Get.
Terrible news.
We got to find a way to finance a war to make some more money. COVID ain't important right now.
COVID.
So let everybody go outside. And once you go outside, they're going to say, you fit to fight a war. You can go outside.
You so seem if I pretty was you, healthy. I would stay in the house.
Yeah. Avoid draft. I saw a meme, though, that said, send everybody from
that stormed the Capitol.
The Capitol. They already got the equipment.
They ready to fight.
Since y'all want to be patriots, y'all want to fight.
They destroyed that word.
No, but connecting the links. This is the flyer for the event.
Okay.
Once again, created by RadioCast. I be doing some work.
You be doing some stuff, sir.
I be doing some shit. That's kind of fancy right there.
That's fancy.
Yeah, and it's going to be some more people involved as well. If you see at the bottom, the people that's a part of the event. It will be a lot more people. I actually have to have a conversation with Miss Shirley today about it, about the added, about. It's going to be some performers. Always some performances. But the thing is, this is a free event.
Yes. You get to see these performers.
You
for,
get.
For the free 99.
Free, not, free 99.
For the free 99.
Kanye pun. Y'all love that shit. Y'all
for the free 99.
So, yeah, so that's it, man. And once again, we need everybody's support. We need subscribers. We need followers. We need donations, people. We are in 2022, and we are getting ready for a new phase here at Yale RadioCast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some changes are definitely going to happen within, well, up under the roof of Yale Entertainment, and RTV as well. So we need total and full participation from all of our supporters. Once again, call us. Call us and just hit us up. Hit us up on our chats. I showed us our IGs as well and everything. Give us some topics or something to talk about. We need your assistance because we don't have everything. We don't know everything.
No, we don't.
We just know some stuff or think we do.
We know a little bit of something about everything.
Yeah. And
but we don't know all the things.
We just present this conversation for this y'all to y'all to take it in y'all personal lives.
I'm saying.
To create more conversation.
Yes.
So that's all I got.
Because all we want is understanding.
All we want is understanding as men and women and as a community.
Hey, that's what it is. So, that is all for us today, y'all. Thank y'all again for joining us on this lovely Saturday. Hey, if you in the A, it's a beautiful day out there. Get yourself out there in the sunshine. I won't say COVID is over, but I'll just say, hey, get yourself out in the streets. Your boy Mark L. from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is in the building. Thank y'all for joining us again today for a wonderful star-studded show with the Mail Review. My wonderful co-host, my brother Dylan Yale, another member of the Leg. Shout out to all the other Leg members out there.
Shout out to brother T.R., who is celebrating his birthday this
weekend. Hey, Pisces season.
Pisces season.
Team Two Fish, yep, who ain't nothing but water Gemini. It's moving along.
It's really fishy. It's really fishy.
Ain't nothing but water Gemini.
That I haven't.
They ain't nothing but water Gemini. Team Two Fish.
I'm just saying.
Shout out. And there was a Josh sighting.
There was a Josh sighting recently, but he went back into hiding.
He went back in hiding. We got to bring him out again.
We're gonna have to find him again.
And did anybody find out what happened to our last to the upper room?
Yeah, upper room. I think old Kev disappeared.
Oh my goodness. Kev hashtag protect Kev.
Protect Kev.
Y'all are failing. Kev. Hashtag where's Kev? We've changed the hashtag. It's an active hashtag now. It's like Desert Shield turned a Desert Storm. It was protect Kev. Where in the hell is Kev? Hashtag where's Kev? Where's the upper room?
Oh boy.
Yet the upper room is always ever present. Thank y'all for joining us, man. We just here having a good time, man.
I'll let y'all.
As always.
Subscribe, follow Yale RadioCast, YaleRadioCast.com, and you'll catch everything, man.
Catch it all. As always, our motto is get the business.
Thank you. Holla.
Yale. RadioCast.com.